Hello, dear. You finally made it. I was waiting in here for such a long time. I must have gotten tired. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. You see, the reason I couldn't come with you into the dungeon was because I'm the final boss you have to defeat in order to go home. You see. You've already proven your skills in combat and strength. In this final battle, excuse me, is one of wills. Actually, I knew it would turn out this way. You might have believed that you were sent to this world because of some ancient prophecy or something, but no, it was all devised by me. I wanted you all to myself. And thankfully, other mothers also felt the same about their children. I found others like me online, and after a full year of chatting about our desires in private, you see, we finally found a way to have the relationships that we were wanting. We found ancient texts that showed us how to get to another world. A world that looks and feels like the typical fantasy setting. So it was easy to make up a story about our children being sent there to become heroes, and we just acted surprised when we came along as well. For moral and healing support, of course. Now the real question was, how simple did we want the seduction of our sweet babies to be? Some really were into the challenge of converting their sons or daughters into liking incest. Well, some of us wanted to keep it simple and easy. Thankfully, we were all allowed to choose our own paths to accomplish our goals. But one thing we all agreed on was that the final boss, as it were, should be if they can resist us. Now, if you can manage to not succumb and fall head over heels for me by the time we're done, then we can go back to the real world, and all memories of this encounter will just be erased, gone like that. But if you fail, then we will spend the rest of our lives here as a happily married couple. I'm so lucky that I chose easy for this. Did you ever wonder why our bodies changed ever so slightly when we came here? That's because I took on the body that you would find most attractive, which is strangely very close to how I look. Suspicious, I would say. Anyways, to throw off any suspicion, your body was slightly altered too. To make you think it was just normal for anyone coming to this world. But I also took a few extra steps to make sure that this would be easy. I always wore the most revealing and sexiest outfits I could in this world, for starters. Then I cast a spell on you so that whenever you jerked off, your thoughts would gradually turn towards me at some point during those sessions late at night. Oh, yes. I heard your frustration those first couple nights. But at some point, you just shrugged and kept going regardless. Oh, then soon I heard you moan, "Oh, mommy," a couple times. I touched myself those nights, listening to you slowly succumb to such desires, wishing I could take you then and there. But no, I had to hold back. I had to wait until this very night to take you. Some of the others couldn't wait. Hell, some of them started fucking their sons or daughters by the end of the first week. But I was surprised how some of their sweet children gave in so quickly. And sometimes they would even invite me over to watch. Oh, I would touch myself watching as mother and son mother and daughter in some cases, just ravage each other with such passion. I fantasized about doing such stuff with you. Oh, I could touch myself right now thinking about it. It makes my pussy so wet. Right. Before we start, the way to admit defeat is by proposing marriage to me. That shows that you're willing to tie yourself down in this world with me. Oh, don't worry. I've already come with the ring prepared for you. It's right there on the desk next to the bed. Oh, now come here, my sweet boy. Give mommy a kiss. Oh, I understand the hesitation at first, but trust me. Who else can make you feel as good as mommy can? See, it isn't that bad now, is it? You might even find it pleasurable. I can tell by your eyes that those nights where you had no choice but to jerk off to me have really paid off. Oh, you're hardly resisting. Such a good boy you are for mommy. Now open your mouth and stick out your tongue. I want to suck on it. You're not getting away from me. Besides, the door locked behind you as soon as you came in. You have no choice but to indulge these primal urges of yours with me. Now do as mommy tells you. And open your mouth. Good boy. Now, just relax and enjoy. I love that look in your eyes where even that slight urge to resist is fading away. Put your arms around me and pull me into a kiss of your own. Good boy. By the way, do you like the sexy little lingerie I wore for you tonight? I knew you would love it. Now turn around while I take it off. And now turn back around and look at me. See anything you like? Well, are you just gonna stand there frozen and dumbfounded? Or are you gonna come over here, wrap your arms around me, and steal another kiss? Oh, you've basically given in at this point, haven't you? Fallen head over heels for your own mother. Oh, I love you. I love you so much, sweetheart. What are you doing, sweetie? Darling, are you actually serious? You actually proposed to me? Of course I'll marry you, darling. I've been waiting to hear these words for so long. No longer just mother and son. Now husband and wife. Take off your clothes and get on the bed, darling. Let us consummate our love. I'm going to show you how good a wife I can be for you. Now, is it all right if I still refer to you as my son? At least while we have sex, it makes it so much more exciting. Oh, you feel the same way? Wonderful. Now, look at your mother's sexy body as she gets on top of you. My big, fat tits are just hovering over your face, while my wet pussy teases the tip of your dick. I want you to hear you say that you want to come back inside me. Tell me you want to return to where you came from. Good boy. You feel so good. Back where you belong, deep inside your mother. Yes. Oh, God, it feels perfect. Just like you were meant for me. Yes. God, it's just perfect. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, yes. Oh, God, you feel so good. You like to watch as mommy's fat tits bump up and down as she rides you. Yes. Oh, I know what I want to do tomorrow. Oh, I want us to fuck out in public. Oh, God, just fuck like savage animals on the beach for everyone to see. I don't even care what trouble we'll be in. Let everyone see the love I have for my son. Yes, we'll fuck like rabbits. Yes, breed like rabbits. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I want you to put a baby in me. Yeah, you want to put a baby inside mommy. And we'll keep fucking more and more. We'll start a new bloodline in this world. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, getting close, darling. Don't you dare come until I'm on the edge myself. If you do... Well, I guess that you just felt too good being back where you belong. But there needs to be a punishment for finishing before I do. So, you're going to eat out my pussy while your cum is dripping out of it. Yes. Do you like how your gum tastes mixed in with my juices? Well, I hope you like the taste, because you're not even allowed to breathe until you make me come with your mouth. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, being such a good boy for mommy. Yes. You can do it. Oh, you love the taste, don't you? And devouring all of mommy, all of her juices. Yes. Good boy. Yes, that's right. Eat up, mommy. Yes, eat up, mommy, just like that. Oh, fuck, I'm close. Well, you're gonna make mommy come on you. You're gonna make mommy come right on your face. Yes. Yes. Just a little more. Oh, that's a good boy. Good fucking boy. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Fuck. Oh, God, so good. Yes. It's so good for mommy. Yes, yes, yes. That's it. Yes, drink up every last drop of my juices. I want to look into your eyes and see that you're enjoying every drop you swallow. Now kiss me. I want to taste myself on your lips. Oh, you're going to be such a great husband and father to our children. We'll fuck all day tomorrow. At the beach, in front of the window, the backyard, anywhere that people can watch us while we consume each other's passions. But I think we deserve a little break for now, and just cuddle. Oh, come here, darling. I love you so much. I am so happy that we can love each other as a mother and son, as well as a husband and wife. Good night, my son. Mommy loves you so much.